Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Easter is always a very special day for me. Lenten fasting ends, life emerges from the grave, spring begins. But this year, the headlines in the Times Standard on April 4th read, "Two wanted after shooting, considered armed and dangerous." Right beneath that headline is another, "Suspect in attack suffered delusions." That's concerning a 25-year-old man who crashed his car into the Capitol Hill barrier. Now, I don't pretend to know a lot about either case, but the grim news on Easter can shock a retired pastor like me into contemplating the greater question. Are human beings essentially good or evil? Evidence from the Daily News tends to confirm the latter, but the zeitgeist or spirit of the age tends to confirm the former. People today are annoyed if you suggest humans are totally depraved, radically evil, born with original sin. These are outmoded philosophies, according to most modern thinkers. But just let's put aside and just say, what motivated these people to attempt murder? The alleged Humboldt shooters seem to have been involved in the drug trade. Maybe it's the drugs that made them do it. Ever since the COVID crisis, the media seems to have forgotten about the opioid crisis. The one who rammed his car into the barrier in the Washington seems to have been mentally ill. Maybe it's the delusions of a broken brain that made him do it. So he's not to blame? They're not to blame? There are many who think you're a Calvinist curmudgeon if you suggest there's something wrong with human beings, or all human beings. Others would say you're being a Pollyanna if you argue that there's a core of goodness in every person. Who is right? Are we rotten to the core or intrinsically good? Or could they both be true? Perhaps we Homo sapiens are both very good and very bad at the same time. I think it likely that the same person could be either good or bad, sometimes both, depending upon circumstances and, get this, our choices. To back me up, I cite a recent book, Humankind by Rutger Bregman, a fine piece of research on the topic of good and evil from a Dutchman. He says the very thing that makes us capable of great evil is also the thing that gives us capacity for great good. Bregman thinks that at the core, even when the chips are down, we're essentially good. I think when the chips are down, we're essentially unpredictable. Take, for example, World War II. Millions were killed in the war, other millions slaughtered in the Holocaust. Jews, gypsies, Jehovah's Witnesses, murdered for simply being the wrong race or religion or social status. But in the midst of those nightmares arose such people as Corrie Ten Boom, Oskar Schindler, and many others who risked their lives to save Jews. Unspeakable cruelty, undaunted courage, that's what we are capable of as human beings. Which one will reign supreme? There's an old parable that I remember saying, "There are two dogs at war within me. The one I feed the most will win." This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.